3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, Tuesday afternoon. It is toasty, 86 degrees. I just had a deer run right by my window. I mean, like a big old, well, it didn't have any, you know, what do you call those things on the top of their head? A crown? Didn't have a crown or, you know, a hard hat or anything. I'm a city guy. I don't know. Didn't have any of those. So I guess it was it a girl deer? Was it like Bambi-esque? But it was big, and it just came trotting right by my window like it was, like the official weather window was a drive-through or something. And then it took off. And I don't know. I'm going to have to ask golfers. If you encounter a deer on the 18th, which a foursome just did, can you take a mulligan? Honestly, I don't know. I'm a city guy, and I don't play golf. So why am I here in the midst of all of this outdoor nature stuff on the 18th? Because I can be, and I like it. But you'll have to tell me. It's got to be some sort of a hazard, right? And can you yell four? Because I don't think the deer know how to count. So I don't know. But and of course, I was too slow with my camera. I picked up my phone and snapped a picture, and it was a picture of me looking out the window, and so you wouldn't have any idea. And by the time I got over to the window, it's just like a speck. So I don't know. I don't think I'll even put it up on Facebook. I was thinking about it. I was like, hey, this would be really cool. And then there you go. All right, here's the laugh for the day. And, well, before we do the laugh of the day, let me remind you, the James River Air text line is always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, 4:20 this afternoon, a little more than an hour from now. I'm going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets for the Artemis Pyle Band. They will be playing at the Beacon Theater this Friday. Artemis Pyle, the last original member of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Wow. Wow. That's going to be a great show. And, Germ, do me a favor. Just double check here, because I know we're supposed to give out five pairs of tickets. I shan't be here on Friday. So I'm thinking we got to give out two pairs of tickets either today or tomorrow or Thursday. But, you know, run that up the flagpole and see if anybody salutes on that. Here's the laugh of the day. I'm looking at the images of that useful idiot, that Greta Thunberg. Thunberg, whatever it is. Who cares? She's a dipspit. So she had the whole video. I think we played it the other day, didn't we, Jerm? I know I sent it to you. I don't remember if we played it or not. But anyway. She was... Oh, you have it? Oh, do me a favor then, Jerm. Just pull that up. So this is Greta Thunberg the other day. She's on the selfie yacht, as the Israelis described it. This aid ship, right? They were bringing aid to the poor people in Gaza. And what did they have on board? I guess some T-shirts and some Greta Thunberg songbooks or some such crap. But anyway, go ahead. Let me hear that.
My name is Greta Thunberg, and I am from Sweden. If you see this video, we have been intercepted and kidnapped in international waters by the Israeli occupational forces or forces that support Israel. I urge all my friends, family, and comrades to put pressure on the Swedish government to release me and the others as soon as possible.
How'd that work out for you, sweetheart? Because I don't know how to break it to you. Number one, you weren't kidnapped. Kidnapping is what happened to the innocent Israelis who were taken by your friends in Hamas. Now, I had an idea when I saw, and what did she say? Greta Thunberg? God, I've been mispronouncing her name all these years. Here's a suggestion, sweetie. If you will just go away, then I promise you I won't even try to pronounce your name again, and therefore I will not screw it up. Okay, Greta? Greta? Gretel? Hansel? Thunberger, whoever you are. So we're going to be kidnapped. No. Kidnapping is what has happened with those folks who are still in custody. Well, custody is the wrong word because that implies something legal. Still being held prisoner. Now, even prisoner describes it. Still being held hostage. Ah, there's the magic word. Hostage. Those people are hostages, little girl. They don't have the right to put on some stupid-looking T-shirt and wrap their head in a rag like you have to play a part. No, they are truly being held against their will. They were taken against their will. They are, assuming they are still alive, the living, breathing embodiments of what it means to be kidnapped. You are cosplaying. I mean, really, that's what it, if you would just pick out some other cartoon character and get dressed like that, you would have as much value as you do now, except now you do have the useful idiot component. And because you are a useful idiot, you're simply too freaking stupid to understand how you're being used and abused. But, you know, far be it for me to say anything. So anyway, she says, well, we're going to be kidnapped, kidnapped. Well, here's what actually happened. The IDF showed up to what they describe as the selfie yacht, because the selfie yacht upon which these assorted brain surgeons were traveling, it was quite comfortable, actually, and it had little, if any, aid. They were able to calculate that it was less than half a truck load of aid. Israel is sending quite literally hundreds of trucks in with aid, but again, I digress. So what happens? The IDF shows up on the selfie yacht. They say to little Gretel Thunenberger, hey, want a sandwich? And they gave her a sandwich. Now, I don't know what was on it, but I know it was kosher, and I know it was on challah, which is delicious. And it was wrapped in cellophane, which, if you know, little Gretel Thumpenberger there says she doesn't use that because it's not earth friendly. But boy, she didn't have any problem unwrapping and eating the damn sandwich, did she? Nope. Given to her by one of those folks in the IDF. Now, they could be Jewish, but they also might not be Jewish. See, the IDF doesn't discriminate. In the IDF, you would find Jews and Christians, Muslims and Druze. You'd find some atheists. Yeah, they're all serving. Crazy, huh? And they gave her water to drink, which she did drink. Then they took her and her motley crew over to a room to watch a video which shows what really happened on October the 7th, 2023. But these delicate little flowers said they couldn't watch it. Of course they couldn't watch it. Not because it was horrifying, but because it would run counter to their pre-crafted narrative. Then they said, you're not kidnapped. The last thing we want is to have you here. Believe us when we tell you we're not keeping you. So they deported her. But there's no direct flight from Israel to Sweden. So they had to send her to France. And Israel paid for the airline ticket. But you know what Israel did? Israel found the one seat on the plane that didn't recline. I love it. Now you got to remember, it's a long flight. All right, this is not like a commuter hop from here to New York. This is the real deal flight. So to be stuck in what's essentially a jump seat that doesn't recline, oh, the pain. And you know what else? Little Gertrude Thunderpants there also never flies on airplanes because of their carbon footprint. So she actually made a really big carbon footprint. Serves her right. And for those who were defending, you know, there are still people defending her. I don't understand why people are picking on this little girl. That little girl is 22 years old. All right. She stopped being the ignorant teenager, the ignorant child. Now she's the willfully ignorant adult. She's 22 years of age. So, sorry, you know, you kind of reap what you sow, right? And there you go. 540, Germ, you should take a look at this. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, my Odyssey app will not play WRVA. I have tried a bunch of times. All right, well, yeah. All right, I have passed that along. I have passed that along. Germ, I've passed it on to you. Please pass it on to someone else who I am sure will ignore it promptly. But maybe there is something going on, so maybe you can, like, hit something or kick something, and we'll get on it. I promise you. I'll promise you. All right, so a lot of stuff coming up. Joe Moreno's going to be here, smartest lawyer on God's green earth. Let's figure out what's going on with Mr. Maryland Man. Let's find out what's going on with Gavin Newsom suing President Trump. My buddy Tony Pham's going to be here. Tony, as you know, has served in a wide variety of roles. He was the director of ICE, has been the deputy secretary over at DHS, and he's just a great guy, and he's been a friend for, I don't know, 12, 13 years, something like that. So Tony's going to be with us. I want to get his insight on this. And no, the L.A. situation, it is still bad, and it's going to remain bad for the foreseeable future. 315, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.